The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neil Clinic Chiropractor.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. It's Friday, and I feel good, and we're all feeling good because Dr. Ben McMillan is in the house from the Neil Clinic. Good morning, Dr. Ben.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on again today. I'm happy to be here, and it is Friday, and I feel good, too. What a great day.
Good. I love our little James Brown intro there. He's the best.
He is. Yeah, can't have a bad morning when you start off with a little James Brown.
No, and a weekend, too, so it's perfect. So tell me everything. What is happening at the Neil Clinic these days? Have you been busy? Are people coming in a lot because it's springtime?
Absolutely. Springtime's a big time for patient visits. You know, as the weather starts to improve, everything's growing out there right now. People are back out in their yards doing some yard work, and that comes along with a consequence oftentimes of some back pain, unfortunately, but that's what we're here for. And this morning, I've got a few things, just common questions that come into the clinic that I answer every single day. We'll get into some of those in a minute. The big ones, the big three, I call them. Does it hurt? Is this going to hurt?
I'm sorry to laugh, but yeah. That'd be my first question. Does this hurt?
Is this going to hurt me?
Because I'm hurting now. Is this going to hurt more?
How long is this going to take, and how much will it cost? Those are the big three everybody wants to know when they come in. You know, how is this going to get me better? Is it going to be uncomfortable? How long is this going to take me to get better, and how much is this going to cost me? But we got one big one to start with, even before we get into that. But first thing I want to say, again, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm the owner of the Neil Clinic. We're located over on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. And I'm just happy to be up here to talk chiropractic care this morning. And like I said, I've got a few things that I want to get to. But if you're out there listening with us this morning and you've got a question that you want me to discuss live on the air this morning, text those questions into us. I always love it when you guys out there listening can participate in the show. What's the number they can text those into?
850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'll get to as many of those questions as I can. If I can't get to your question this morning, or if it comes in a little late, I'll write it down and I'll bring it up on the next show. So yeah, text those in and I'll get to as many of those as we can. But before we get into those big three about, you know, is this going to hurt? How long is it going to take? How much will it cost? The first thing is, you know, that we always start with is your case a chiropractic case? That's the first thing we need to determine. You know, I see people that come in for all sorts of different things, and, you know, whether it's back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, sometimes there's a lot that chiropractic care can do to help with all of those conditions. Sometimes there's nothing that I could do that would help your case because it's not a chiropractic case. If the arthritis in your knee is so bad that the orthopedic surgeons are saying, hey, you should have had this replaced 5 years ago, there's no amount of adjustments, there's no amount of therapy that we can do that's going to regrow that cartilage in your knee. You probably need to listen to the orthopedic doctors and go get that knee replaced. You know, if you fell off your roof and you have a fractured vertebra in your back, me adjusting your back is not going to help you. You know, we need to send you out to get a kyphoplasty, to get some cement in that and restore the vertebral height and the structural integrity of your back. And that's happened before. We had somebody come in and we were his first stop after he fell off of his roof and landed on his back. He said, I need to go to the chiropractor. My back's killing me. I said, yeah, we're going to get some x-rays of this thing first. Fractured back. He needs to go to the emergency room. That's not a Dr. Ben McMillan thing. That's an emergency room visit. So that's step one. And how do we do that, right? How do I determine that? That's not a phone call and I can just determine that right off, you know, the first 30 seconds we're talking. We set up a consultation where I'm going to have you fill out some patient history, some medical information, because there's so many different things that can result in back pain, kidney issues. There's different forms of cancer. There's, you know, all sorts of spinal conditions that can cause back pain, but aren't necessarily something that chiropractic care can handle. And that's why we spend so much time during that initial consultation talking about what your specific issues are, what exactly your symptoms are, when did this start, how long has it been going on. All of those things are going to determine whether or not your case can be handled by a chiropractor. Because if it's not something that I think I can help you with, I'm just going to refer you to the type of doctor you need to see. There's no point in wasting your time and my time with me trying to treat something that I know I can't help you with. Let me be the hero and send you to the doctor that can get that fixed, because oftentimes in the medical world, it's so confusing. You know, you get bounced from one doctor to another, and sometimes they don't ever really even listen to you, and you're just not getting anywhere. Sometimes getting those imaging referrals takes a long time, but the staff at my office does a great job making sure we get those imaging referrals out that day, if not the next day, and get those things to you, because I know your health is so important for you. You've taken time out of your day to schedule this appointment, probably taken some time off of work to come in, and you're not doing that because this is a mild inconvenience to you. You're in pain. That's why we leave new patient appointments open every day, to make sure that we can see you guys that are really hurting and make sure we can get you taken care of. If it's not something that we can help you with, I'll send you to the type of doctor you need to see. You know, thankfully in our area, we've got a great team of orthopedic doctors, imaging centers. Like, we really do have good doctors in this area that if it's not a chiropractic case, I'm comfortable referring you out to those practitioners in our area. So that's step one. You know, is this something that we can deal with, or is this something that I need to refer you out with? Because even, you know, the American College of Physicians, this ACP group, they recommend spinal manipulations as a first line of defense for lower back and neck pain. If it is a chiropractic case, chiropractic care is the number one recommendation for that stuff. They don't want you just taking over-the-counter medications. They don't recommend you go get into pain management immediately and start getting injections or surgical procedures. You know, number one line of defense is chiropractic care. That's one of the biggest recommendations. It's extremely safe. It's very effective for chronic and acute lower back pain, neck pain, joint injuries in general. That's kind of our wheelhouse, right? Is if it's not a surgical case, if it is a chiropractic case, you can often get a lot of relief from chiropractic care. And it's not just chiropractors saying this. Again, this is the American College of Physicians. And there's all sorts of research on this stuff, you know, different types of headaches, you know, dizziness. Sometimes that can be a chiropractic issue. The sciatic pain, nerve pain, a lot of times that can be helped tremendously through chiropractic care. And sometimes people kind of skip over that. They say, oh man, I've got this pinched nerve. I'm going to have a surgical procedure. I've got a disc herniation. That's got to be a surgical thing, right? Not necessarily. You know, we help a lot of people that even on their MRIs, I've had patients come in and the MRI says massive disc herniation, and they're very concerned. But I said, no, give this a few weeks. Let's see if we can't make this better before you start calling the surgical offices. I think we can make a big impact on this. And we do. They leave our offices feeling significantly better and don't have to go through those incredibly painful, expensive surgeries that, you know, oftentimes don't even leave you off any better.
If you just joined us, we're listening to Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic talking about chiropractic services and how he can help you. So if you have a question, do text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, 850-437-1620.
Now, let's say your case is a chiropractic case, and we've determined that through your medical history. You filled out all the forms. I've asked you all the questions. You've given me all the answers. And I say, look, this is something I think I can help you with. The next big thing, some people ask, some people don't, but I can kind of see the apprehension on their face sometimes. You know, do these chiropractic adjustments, do these hurt? You know, that's a big question, on especially the people that have never been before are going to ask, is what does this feel like? You know, the goal of chiropractic care is to restore joint motion to a dysfunctional joint. That's the cause of a lot of these things. When the joints aren't moving well, it's going to feel like that sharp or pinching pain, or if that nerve is being pressed on by a joint, we need to restore that normal joint motion. And one of the big things that I really help patients with at the Neil Clinic is I use something called the activator method of adjusting. And what we do with that is I utilize this handheld spring-loaded tool to help deliver a gentle, quick thrust to help restore that proper joint motion to those dysfunctional joints. Now, there's several reasons why this is such a popular method of treatment for our patients, but the big reason everybody loves this thing is because it really works and how well it works. My patients get so much relief from this style of adjusting that most of them prefer this to the traditional style of manual adjusting. Whether chiropractors are using their hands or tools like this activator to manipulate a joint, what we're trying to do, again, is apply this high velocity, low amplitude force directed to restore that joint motion. So high velocity just means it needs to be quick. It's all about speed with these adjustments. And low amplitude, I don't need a ton of force. Like if I'm using my hands, I don't need to get a running start and really just jump and wail on your back to get those joints moving. You know, it's
that doesn't
quick.
Sound like fun.
No, you wouldn't like that.
No.
It just needs to be quick. But a lot of times what happens when you're already having back or neck pain, the position we have to get you in to do some of the manual manipulations can cause a little discomfort. And as we're starting to do that, if you're apprehensive about the adjustment to begin with, you're going to be a little tense, you're going to tighten those muscles, and then it's really difficult to deliver an effective adjustment. Well, with this activator, you just lay completely flat on a table. You don't have to twist or bend in any different motion. And we don't have to use as much force because the force is displaced over a much smaller surface area. So again, we're not having to use as much force. It's incredibly fast. The engineers and scientists that design these tools make them so much faster than anybody's hands could be. I mean, that's why we use these instruments, because of how quick they are. We can adjust the force to be as much or as little as we need. You know, and when we're adjusting your neck, the joints are a lot smaller. The muscles are a lot smaller than the ones that would be in your lower back. So I don't need as much force to adjust your cervical spine as I would, you know, when we're trying to use your lumbar spine and get it moving. And that's why our patients love this thing. You know, a lot of my patients are, you know, a little uneasy about having their neck or their back cracked like you would feel during that normal traditional manual adjustment. And in fact, I've heard it so many times from different patients, you know, why they are so hesitant to see a chiropractor in the first place is because of that fear or anxiety of having their back popped or cracked. And during the consultation, when I demonstrate how this activator works, there's this big sigh of relief, like, oh, good. You know, I was really concerned you were going to have to pop my back or pop my neck. And I really didn't want to have that done. You know, I was almost hesitant to even come in because of that. And the big sigh of relief that they get is always, you know, I kind of smile a little bit. No, don't worry. We don't have to do that today. There is another way to get you some relief and to get those joints adjusted that a lot of people just don't know about. And that's, again, that activator method of adjusting. So number two, the next biggest question we get is, you know, how long is this going to take? How many treatments do I need? What can I expect for a recovery timeline is the next thing people want to know. Now, of course, the answer is it depends, right? Is this something that you slept wrong last night and you woke up and you can't really move your neck all that well? It's stiff, it's hurting, but it just happened yesterday. Or is this something that you've been dealing with for the last 5 years? You really haven't done anything about it. Now it's getting worse and worse, and now you just can't turn your neck at all. Those two treatment plans are going to be dramatically different. It's so much easier to fix something that's acute in nature that just happened than if we're, you know, 5-10 years down the line and you said, I've just been putting this off for a long time. My neck or my back really hurts every time I do this, but it's just gotten to the point I can't stand it. I'm tired of taking Tylenol every morning. I finally decided to make the phone call and do this. Those are some of the issues that, you know, will play into your care plan. With those acute injuries, typically, you know, some patients get relief after the first visit or two. Sometimes it takes around 2 weeks before you're back to just normal function and not really even knowing that you had an injury to begin with. With those more chronic cases, sometimes it's 4 to 6 weeks before you feel a lot better. But that's because of the amount of time and the extent of the injury. That's a big part of the treatment plan. You know, how much degeneration is there? You know, what is the disc space like? Do we have a nerve that's really inflamed and irritated and we've got symptoms coming down the leg and into the foot? Like, how bad is this situation that we're walking into? Those chronic cases are going to be a little more complex and they're going to take a little bit longer. And it also depends on patient compliance. That's a big part of it. You know, I often tell my patients, help me help you. You know, you're only going to be in the office, you know, 2 to 3 times a week initially. But those appointments are maybe 20, 30 minutes of your day. You've got 23 and a half hours that you're by yourself, if not the whole day by yourself on those days you're not in the clinic. But there's some things that you can be doing to help me help you get through some of this stuff. You know, and this is all backed by research. This isn't just stuff that I want you to do just because I think it would be fun. These exercises, these modalities, these stretches that I'm going to have you doing are all designed to help take some pressure off of those nerves, to help get the joints moving, and to help reduce that inflammatory response that your body has anytime you have any kind of tissue or ligament or joint injury. Our body responds with inflammation. That's why a lot of people's first line of defense, they'll think, oh, I need to take something called an NSAID, right? Let me take some ibuprofen. You know what NSAID stands for?
I'm afraid to ask.
It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. That's what ibuprofen is. It's an anti-inflammatory. Because decreasing inflammation around injuries helps our bodies feel better. It helps us heal faster. And that's one of the big things you can start to do today. If your back or your neck is hurting, start using ice on your back. I'm a big believer in using ice packs to help decrease that inflammation. In fact, I send every single one of our new patients home with their very own Neil Clinic ice pack. We've got the best ice packs that you'll find.
These what do you recommend? There's so many different kinds. What do you give
out? The ones that I use are fabric on the outside. They're not that like plasticky thing. Mm-hmm. They're clay on the inside. And I like the clay on the inside because it doesn't freeze solid. It's going to stay like a firm clay, so it will mold to the area that you're trying to put it on. These things don't get that cold by design, and they don't stay that cold for too long by design. Sometimes what I run into is I start talking about using ice on your back or your neck or wherever that injury is, and people say, oh, good, okay, if ice really helps this, I'm just going to keep ice on my back constantly. Do not do that. That's how you're going to get freezer burn or frostbite on the area where you're putting that ice. With our ice packs, again, they don't get that cold by design. They don't stay that cold for too long by design. If you're just using a bag of frozen peas or a bag of ice cubes, you know, you need to be really diligent about making sure you're taking that thing off after about 10 or 15 minutes. If you're using those ice packs from the Neil Clinic, you can fall asleep on these things. They're not going to cause any damage because they will warm up after about 10 or 15 minutes with that body heat. You can lay on them. If you've ever tried laying on a bag of ice cubes, not very comfortable.
No.
And again, I put a lot of time and effort into finding this manufacturer for these. I get them made for the clinic. This isn't something I'm buying off of Amazon. We're getting these things made because these things work so well. My patients love these things. I don't just pass them out in the spring or summertime. And even on those 20, 30 degree weather days, I'm still telling patients to use ice. I don't know if the compliance is always there on those days, but that's a big thing is I spend a lot of time talking about home care like this. You know, how are you sleeping? What sleeping position are you in? Because all of these lifestyle modifications can add up to big changes into how long it's going to take you to recover. But it's going to be a little different for every patient because every patient is unique, right? I treat collegiate football players. I treat 90-year-old grandparents. Number one, those lifestyles are completely different. Number two, the stretches and exercises and modalities that we would use for those two are going to look a little different, right? I don't expect the same range of motion improvements in that 90-year-old grandparent that I would this collegiate football player that's spent the last, you know, 3-4 years working out and exercising every day. That's just unrealistic to think that we're going to have this cookie cutter plan that's going to work the exact same for every single person. But again, that's why we spend some time back in that consultation to determine what it is that's bothering your back. Does it hurt when you're sleeping? Does it hurt when you sit at a desk? If you're a nurse and you're not ever sitting down, we don't have to talk about workstation ergonomics. I don't need to give you a handout about that because that's not what you do. You need to learn how to properly lift or what to do when your back is the pain shooting down your leg. How can you get some relief while you're standing up and have to finish your shift? And so, again, it's personalized treatment plans that really make the biggest difference. And then what can you do at home to really help with that?
Yeah. I do have a question that came in on the text line, 850-437-1620. The question is, I wake up in the morning pretty consistently with kind of a neck ache, and I suspect it's my pillow. Do you recommend a certain kind of pillow?
Yes, is the answer. And when I say certain kind of pillow, I get this question a lot. It's not necessarily a specific brand name that this pillow is going to be perfect for every single person. What the recommendation is number one, how do you sleep? And we've got really kind of three choices, right? We can sleep on our backs, we can sleep on our side, or we can sleep on our stomachs. Now, the only one of those that you cannot do is sleep on your stomach. The reason that's so bad is because, you know, at the clinic, we have these tables, chiropractic tables have this little cutout for your face where you can lay face down. It's got a big hole where you can breathe, and you don't have to turn your head to the left or to the right or look straight ahead to breathe properly. But at your house, your mattress doesn't have that. So if you're laying face down on your stomach, you've got to turn your head all the way to the left, all the way to the right, or even worse, look straight up towards the wall or the headboard to breathe while you're sleeping. And those positions for a prolonged period of time, it's not an if you're going to have neck pain, it's a when and how bad is it going to be. So if you're at home and you're sleeping on your stomach, that's number one. We got to get you out of that sleeping position. The easiest transition oftentimes is side sleeping. Sleeping on your back from a chiropractic standpoint is probably the best way to sleep. We're trying to keep your spine in a neutral position, and if you sleep on your back, it's pretty easy to do that. But sleeping on your side, most people sleep kind of half side, half stomach, where they're taking that top leg, they're kind of rolling it over onto the bed. Same thing with that arm. You're kind of on the side stomach. And that's going to be the best transition for these people that are already sleeping face down. But the recommendation when you sleep on your side is to put a pillow between your knees to help keep your hips aligned, which will help with your lower back, where you're not turning your hips and having those muscles pull on your lower back all night long for 6 to 8 hours. Hopefully you're getting that much sleep every night. So if you're in one of those weird positions, that's going to really pull on your back. For your upper body, your arms, again, I don't want you draping that top arm over onto the bed all night. I want you to kind of hold a pillow out in front of you and put that top arm on the pillow. It's kind of like an armrest for the bed. Again, think about trying to keep everything in a neutral position. And if you're, you know, rotating your arms, that shoulder blade's coming around, it's going to pull on those muscles on your lower neck. Now, the biggest difference between back sleeping and side sleeping is the pillow to use for your head. When you sleep on your back, you need a really thin pillow that's got a little cutout for your head and some support for your neck. Oftentimes, these look like those pillows that look like kind of a wave. They'll have like a big hump in the back, a little indentation, and then a smaller hump. Those different size humps are for people with different size necks and backs, right? Children or smaller adults need that small hump. Bigger adults or adults in general need that bigger hump. And then a little place to kind of cradle their skull. When you sleep on your side, you don't need as thin a pillow. You need some support for your head. It needs to cover the distance between your shoulder and your ear after that pillow's been compressed. So if you've got a really old pillow that, you know, the stuffing's all gone out of it, you can kind of almost touch your palms together when you squeeze it between your hands. That's not going to give you enough support. You also don't need three pillows up under your head where you're, you know, tilted to the side and your head's way up. Again, try and think about keeping your spine in a neutral position. I'm a side sleeper. I'm guilty of doing these things from time to time. It's this dance I do from the left side to the right side all night. I wake up, sometimes the pillows aren't there. I get it. But if we can get you from not doing that at all to, you know, 50 to 80% of the time you're sleeping, you're in a good posture, that neck pain should improve. Again, in this, as a side sleeper, one of the other things that we do a lot is we tuck our chins to our chest. We kind of get in that fetal position. The arms are curled up under our head and our chin is to our chest. Think about bringing your head up and keeping it nice and tall, because we spend enough time between phones and computers sleep or in that position that we don't need to sleep in that as well. That's one of the big things that will really help. So again, not necessarily a brand name of pillow, but more of the concept behind it. And go to different stores. Go to different stores and check out some of the different pillows. Go to a mattress store, go to Walmart, go to a Target and see what kind of pillows will match your budget and kind of fit that style that I've been talking about.
So you've got about a minute left, so maybe give you the information how people contact you. If we didn't get to your questions, I'm so sorry. We had a few that came in a little late, but Dr. Ben can answer those questions for you.
Yeah, again, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. Give Janet, give Dion a call at the Neil Clinic and set up your consultation if you're interested in seeing if your case is a chiropractic case. Our number is 850-479-2700. You can schedule on the phone. You can schedule online at neilclinic.com, neilclinic.com. We're located on Creighton Road, kind of on the corner of 9th and Creighton. We're right across the street from that Walmart. Give us a call, and I'll let you know if your case is a chiropractic case I think I can help you with. Thanks again for having me up this morning. This was great. Always love coming up here and talking about chiropractic care. And thank you guys for texting in questions. I'll get to the rest of those next time I'm up.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ben McMillan with Neil Clinic. Again, that website and phone number?
850-479-2700 and neilclinic.com, neilclinic.com.
Thank you so much. So much good, useful information. Really appreciate you being here this morning. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. We will be back right after the news.